FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got a bundle of trouble in the studio now. I'm going to be double teamed by some 50 plusers, I'm sure. We've got Hamish in, and sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Heather.
Hello, Heather. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
And just tell us, who are you representing today?
We are here today representing the 50 Plus Centre, which is a social centre for people of 50 years and over in Shanklin. And we provide hot meals and entertainment and outings and activities galore. And the most important one, of course, being tea, coffee and chat.
Yeah, I noticed you didn't bring any of it with you apart from the chat.
It might have gone off by the time.
And you must have only just become 50.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a matter of days ago.
So how long have you been running, Heather?
It's been going since 1976.
Wow, I didn't realise.
We gained the premises in Shanklin, which is up near the station, railway station. So quite accessible to everyone, near bus stops, near the station. So, yeah, it's brilliant. It's been going a bit longer than that, but they had a minibus and used to meet in different places, and then they got the building. So we've been there ever since.
Wow. And I would imagine the Isle of Wight being what it is, you know, there's a lot of people that are of a certain age here.
Of a certain age.
you need as much help as you possibly can. Or they do.
Yes.
So what sort of help do they get? How does this help people that are over 50, like Hamish?
Well, as Hamish said, it's very much a place to meet your friends and get to know other people. Sometimes it's very difficult for people to make that first step through the door if they're feeling lonely. So we'd always encourage them, if they are looking in the window, just walk through, come and say hello. There'll always be someone to say hello to you. And then you get the chance to take part of our lunches 3 days a week, which is two courses for £4.50. So, you know, everything's a bargain in there. Tea, cake, everything. And then we do bingo, we do chair aerobics, there's a chess club, craft, games, Beetle Drive. We occasionally have fish and chip suppers with a film. And we've got ukulele going. We've all got all sorts. And we're always open to some more suggestions from our members.
How lovely.
Because we've got a rock and roll group.
Yep.
Have we?
Yes.
We've got a rock and roll group as well.
Yeah.
Go on, who's the rock and roll group?
Me.
Oh, right, okay. So you're a one-man rock and roll group, are you?
We're called... No. There's eight of us.
Yes.
And we're called the Tuesdays. Funnily enough,
because they meet on a Tuesday.
Tuesday, right? Yeah. All right.
we go around and we do charity gigs and we raise money basically for
for
Age Concern.
How wonderful! And it just gives that feeling to people of a certain age that maybe on their own struggling and so on. It gives them a little bit of hope, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely.
And if nothing else, it gives them someone to talk to and something to do.
Yeah,
that must be a lovely feeling for you.
Yes, it's always nice. And I think we're also, apart from encouraging new members, we're always after volunteers to help with everything. And I think the most important asset for somebody wanting to do that is a huge smile, a welcoming personality, so that people do feel welcome as soon as they come in. As I said, many are very nervous. They've been, especially after this pandemic, you know, they've been holed up in their houses, and coming out again is a bit daunting.
Yeah, I can imagine. So you know, you got, you know, hard work ahead of you, but a lovely feeling at the end of it, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that feel a little bit isolated. When you say volunteers, now let's get it straight. If you want to come down and use the facilities or be part of it, you've got to be over 50. But how tight is that? Just say, for instance, if somebody comes down and you don't know their age, but they might be 50, they might be under 50. Are you there with a check? Old are you?
I am the chief inquisitor. I mean, 30 years of police work has taught me how to turn around to somebody and say, how old are you? And they don't look old enough. I'll chuck them out.
Sergeant Hamish says that you're not quite 50 yet.
I think the telling thing is, I've been secretary for quite a few years now. I've only had one person fill out our application form that happened to be under 50, and I returned their membership fee and said, can you come back in 4 years' time?
Oh, well, you did. You wouldn't have no space for you.
But most people don't want to be identified as...
No.
And we say we're over 50, but I would guess that the average age is probably 75, 80
right.
of our okay. members.
Okay.
But we wouldn't want to discourage the younger people because yeah, yeah. we need youngsters to come in.
Show you how the technology works.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I mentioned technology.
So what about if you're volunteering? Can they be any age?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
So long as that person could have been a volunteer then.
I did try that, yes.
Yeah. No, he wanted to be waited on. No, I want to drink the tea. I don't want to make it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They have to be smiley and willing.
Smiley and willing.
Yes.
I like that. That's a T-shirt in the making there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So if you, how many helpers, how many, you know, assistants do you need? How many people do you need to come along? What I don't want you to do is get an influx of people going, I'll help.
Yes.
And there's all of a sudden 100 people knocking your door. How many do you need?
Well, I think the answer to that is we always need some because we're ticking over at the moment and we do quite well and we've got some wonderful volunteers at the moment that fill in for other people when people are on holiday or ill. But we need more than that to sustain, really, and make sure that the people we have got aren't overworked or feel pressured into taking a shift that they don't really want to do, but they're helping out. So, yeah, we always need more. We haven't mentioned that we also have a minibus that we take out fortnightly on a mystery tour, which most people know where they're going, but it's fun.
The driver doesn't. Is that it? Is it?
That's probably it. Yes.
Brilliant.
So we always need a couple more drivers to help out with that, and we actually need somebody to be in charge of that minibus, to be the secretary to organise it. So if anyone is in an organising type of frame of mind.
Okay.
That would be brilliant.
Who do they get hold of? How do they get hold of them? Is it a phone number, an email address?
Yeah, the phone number's probably the best way to start, which is 01983 241019.
241019.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've got to be from the island.
Yes.
Yeah, 241019.
Yeah.
So give that number a call and see if you can help. I've got to ask you, seriously now, what sort of, without mentioning names and so on, you must have some lovely stories about how you've helped.
I think one of the best ones was a lady that where I said people find it difficult to walk in, and she'd been outside for a couple of times and she was looking at the different notices we've got in the window, and eventually someone saw her for a third time and went out and said, do you want to come in for a cup of coffee? She came in and she sat and cried for about half an hour. Her husband had passed away about 6 months before, and she just wasn't coping. And this particular lady became a volunteer, joined in, and, you know, quickly the tears turned to laughter, and it really helped her. And I think it means a lot to us when we can do that for someone.
Yeah, I would imagine the feeling that you must get from that is a lovely one.
It's the knowledge that there was a lady that was quite desperate, really, and turned into, you know, a person that was back to normal, really. Doesn't mean that she's forgotten the past and her husband. It just means that she was existing in a better world for herself.
Mm. And who would have thought it? Help on the doorstep. Like that.
Mm.
And there's no one, like, you know, charging you hundreds and hundreds of pounds for the assistance.
Yeah.
It's a lovely thing. I've not heard of you chaps, and I'm sorry about that, but I think it's a fantastic thing that you're doing. I really do.
We're only in Shanklin. We're a small independent charity. We're not, you know, that big. We don't get out and about much. We probably should a bit more. And I think the other thing we offer is, especially for men, that sounds a bit sexist, but a home-cooked meal.
It's sexist, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Isn't it sexist?
What
she said.
She's a very sexist person. She accused me.
here we go.
She accused me of trying to murder the residents.
Right, okay.
And our very first... walked in through the doors of Age Concern. I was carrying three cakes that I had baked for the for my wife, who goes to the church opposite, St Paul's. Their function was cancelled. So my wife said to me, what are we going to do with these cakes? I said, well, it's that place Age Concern over there. We're going. We were called Age Concern then, not the 50 Plus Centre. We've had a rebranding since then. So I walked in through the doors of Age Concern, and Heather was sat there with a couple of other people, and I sort of said, excuse me, what are these cakes? What do I do with these cakes? And they said, well, yeah, we'll take them off you.
But of course I will.
Yeah, but you've got to sit down and have a cup of tea and a piece of that cake with us, just in case you might be trying to poison our, our members.
Is that how you got involved?
And that's how I got involved, because while I was in there, they said, well, I don't suppose you drive a minibus, do you? And I said, well, funnily enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was it. So
that's it. You're lumbered now, aren't you?
Well, literally, they made me chairman.
All right, I got Mr. Chairman,
they
sorry.
They made me... Oh.
Hey, look, we've got to go up to the news in a moment. Is there anything else you want to say about what you do and how people can help out?
I think we've covered it all.
I think the best thing to do is pop in and see us.
And where are you exactly?
106 Regent Street in Shanklin. That's the top end of Regent Street up by the station.
OK. And the number again was 240, was it?
241019.
That's the one. Thank you both. It's really good to meet you. And it sounds like a whole lot of fun. So, you know, when I do get to 50...
Yes. You'll be welcome.
I might look you up. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll send you a membership form.